It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, that brings back a few memories for Cardinal fans. It's been a while.
It has. You know, and with that title, that's number 8 for the Dodgers. They're now tied with the Giants for the second most in National League history. The Giants have 8. The Dodgers have 8. The Pirates and Reds each with 5. The Cardinals lead the way with 11. But the way the Dodgers are steamrolling right now, they could be catching the Cardinals here in short order. So you got to get your act together if you're the Cardinals. Part of the reason they are redoing this player development system so that doesn't happen again. And they can get back on track and start chasing world championships rather than sitting on the outside. Well, you know, the Dodgers have spent a lot on their payroll. We totally understand that. They have bought players. But one thing the Dodgers do as well or better than anyone else is develop players. They grow a great farm system, and a lot of their players come up and they plug holes with these young, dynamic pitchers who are taught the fundamentals of pitching, who have the best instruction, who have the best technology, the best whole system to learn from. And that's what the Cardinals are going to try to do. They're going to try to replicate that and then plug with free agent money. The Cardinals have money. I mean, they don't have Dodger money, but they have money. But you got to restructure the whole system first, and the Dodgers are the best at it. They don't just throw a bunch of old free agents out there. They've got a great mix. And the Dodgers were banged up for a lot of this year, and they just kept bringing players in and filling holes, and here they are.
And it worked. It worked for them. I mean, the Yankees were pretty loaded, too, in terms of talent. These have to be the two biggest payrolls in Major League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what really hurt the Yankees showed up in the fifth inning yesterday. The Yankees are a good team, good pitching, really good hitting. Their defense is not nearly what the Dodgers is, and it just showed up at the worst possible time. They're up 5-0. They have the place rocking. They had Judge hit a home run, Chisholm hit a home run, Stanton hit a home run. Yeah, they all go nuts, right? In the fifth inning, Dodgers have the bases loaded, nobody out. 2 strikeouts. Now it's Mookie Betts. You got a chance to get out of this thing. You're Gerrit Cole. You had no hit them for a while, and the bases are loaded. Betts hits a little ground ball to first. Rizzo goes to get it, and oh, there's nobody covering first. Cole doesn't cover first. Safe run scores. Dodgers have life. Then Freeman with the hit. It's 5-3. Teoscar Hernandez with a hit. It's 5-5, and all the air's out of Yankee Stadium. And at that point, you know, your defense lets you down. And there were other defensive miscues that led to the bases being loaded. It just shows you the difference between those two teams. The Dodgers assembled a championship team, all facets of the game. The Yankees just didn't have the defense to get it done.
Speaking of Mookie Betts, wasn't it game 4 where trying to catch a ball and the fans are actually ripping, they're like prying open his glove to try to rip the ball out from his glove?
Never seen that before in my life.
Either.
Most blatant fan interference I've ever seen. Usually, you know, fan interference, person would reach over and be like, oh, sorry.
You know, yeah, I didn't mean to get in the way.
Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed. I disrupted the game. No, this guy is like, no, I am going to open your glove. And the other guy grabbed his arm and his wrist.
Like holding it.
Like, what if he breaks his wrist? What a disaster that would have been.
Were those fans kicked out?
Oh, absolutely. They were kicked out.
They were kicked out, and their tickets for the next night were given to some disabled kid or some kid from a cancer hospital or something.
Good.
I read. My question is, why wouldn't Major League Baseball just strip them of their ability to come to games anymore? I'm thinking more maybe coming down the
I would.
Street.
I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't. I saw somebody wrote a story about, like, don't glorify these guys. I mean, that was an absolute mess. You can't ever let that happen again. So you can't open the door to other fans and be like, well, I want to do it. Then I couldn't take pictures of the people at the bar across the street. Like, you got to shut it down. That's wrong. Anyway, Mookie Betts after the game said, it's irrelevant. We lost. And that's the attitude that you need. That's why Mookie Betts is such a great pro, because he sent the message to his whole clubhouse. Who cares? Shut up. Who cares about the fan? We lost the game. And they just reset attitude next day. They didn't really want to talk about it. They didn't care. And they came out and they won. They
beat
them.
And that wasn't a play that made a difference like the Cubs play that time. Right? I mean, it wasn't because the guy was out anyway.
You could say that maybe it disrupted the flow of the game or whatever.
Yeah, but
who cares?
Yeah,
whatever. The Dodgers are champions. But it was just an odd play.
Have we heard any final diagnosis on Brady Cook? I haven't paid no attention to that since you were in here on Monday.
They have a bye week this week, so you're not going to hear anything until next week when they ramp up for their next game against Oklahoma. But if he has a busted hand, busted ankle, and what else do you know? I wouldn't expect him to play.
What the heck's going on with the Blues? So they're on this. They're wrapping up this road trip tonight, and they get crushed. What, 8-1?
Yeah, those games kind of fall apart. If you play soft, which is what their captain Braden Shen accused them of, then hey, you know, those are words that hockey players don't like. Craig Berube tried that once. Called his team soft. They turned around and played pretty well. So we'll see what happens. But I think it is a young, inexperienced Blues team. You're just going to have to deal with this. They are going to have that kind of year where they're just not going to play consistently. I mean, they just won't. I mean, they're going to have games where they look great, like the one at Toronto, and the ones that they look awful, like that Ottawa 8-1. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tonight they play Philadelphia, a team that's kind of struggled out of the gate. We'll see how they play. But I don't see the Blues as a consistent roster that's just going to go out and beat people consecutive games. I think you're going to have a lot of ups and downs, unfortunately.
I like your suit jacket there this morning, Tom. You're looking very professional.
Thank
unlike
you.
Kim
good.
And I. We feel like members.
Now, Mark, don't say I'm not professional. Come on now.
I am dressed for Halloween as a news anchor. That's all there is to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. What are your plans this evening? Your girls still go out?
The girls still go out, but they go to somebody's house, and that's the home base, and they go trick-or-treating in that person's neighborhood.
So does that neighborhood, by chance, give the full-size candy bars out? Because I remember as a kid, you knew the house that didn't give the fun-size ones
exactly.
out.
Exactly. In fact, one of the parents was walking down the street the other day, and one of my daughters is like, I know her. She gives out full candy bars
yep.
at Halloween.
You know it. You don't want to be the one who gives out like the toothbrush or the apple.
No. Right. So, it's always a fun holiday. No, we don't get a ton of trick-or-treaters because we're on a main road, not in a neighborhood. But so we'll watch, I don't know, Holly Kuntz debate or something.
No kidding.
That should be interesting.
I saw a meme the other day that had a picture of the candy aisle at the store, and the prices were so high it said, the porch light's going to be off this year.
No, not us. We'll still have a bowl of candy for anybody who wants to come around. Anyone who dares
to come down the street.
I'm going to go do sports.
All right,
Happy
thanks.
Halloween.
You
guys
too.
Look great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel
appreciate
classy.
It. You do. You are classy. See
We're
you
just pieces of garbage. Thank you, Tom, for saying that.
I have a literal banana peel taped to my back.
Oh, you still haven't moved it?
I thought you were going to move it to the front.
In a half hour, you're going to have an orange peel.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl, you're donating
smell
to
smell really
garbage?
Interesting.
Yeah. Actually, that'll
Should
smell better.
Go around the office and be like, you done with that? Can I tape that to my bag?
Here's the thing. I won't be here later, but they have a costume contest going on here today, the radio station. And they're going to give awards out. And based on what I know about some of the people in this building, we could walk over there and some of them would have no idea why we look the way we look right now.
Yeah, and some people would be very angry about it because they probably strongly dislike Donald Trump.
Or they're the ones that actually feel that way about us to begin with.
Maybe they just clap speculating. For us.
I'm just saying they're different crowds in every workplace. You just never know what you're going to run across, right?
This is true.
That's all right. You got to be bold. That's the point. You got to be bold. Go have a little bit of fun.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.